Defense chief fires the Navy secretary.
Losing trust and confidence in him.
Billionaire Mike Bloomberg is running for president.
It pumps a lot more money into this race.
Sick passengers on the high seas.
They had their hazmat suits on, sanitizing all the rooms.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. The forced resignation of Navy Secretary Richard Spencer is creating political and military waves. Spencer's resignation letter suggests he was fired for his handling of the case involving Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was accused of war crimes and then pardoned by the president. Spencer refused to close the books on Gallagher, and many Navy officials wanted him removed from the SEAL team. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
Spencer was fired a day after denying reports he might resign over the Gallagher affair.
I have not threatened to resign. I am here. I work at the pleasure of the president.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that Spencer had gone behind his back to negotiate with the White House on ways to short-circuit disciplinary proceedings against Gallagher. But Spencer's resignation letter made it sound like he was fired before he could embarrass the president by resigning on principle. He wrote, "I cannot in good conscience obey an order that I believe violates the sacred oath I took."
New York Democrat Chuck Schumer.
He did the right thing. He should be proud. Good order, morale, and discipline in the armed services have to transcend politics, and Spencer stood for that.
He's all in.
Mike Bloomberg intends to make good.
The billionaire and former New York mayor will likely try to outspend and outrun candidates like Elizabeth Warren.
Elections should not be for sale. Not to billionaires, not to corporate executives. We need to build a grassroots movement. That's how democracy is supposed to work.
Bloomberg is ignoring the early races. He's concentrating on the Super Tuesday primary stage instead. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
He enters the race as a moderate, as someone who is concerned about the direction of the Democratic Party and certainly the direction of the country. And he's making good on something that he's thought about doing since at least 2008.
Bloomberg's not accepting donations, but that could keep him out of the debate since candidates have to hit fundraising goals to qualify. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out of the hospital after being treated for a possible infection over the weekend. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The court says Ginsburg is at home and doing well. The 86-year-old was released from Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore after spending two nights there for chills and a fever. The court says her symptoms subsided after she received intravenous antibiotics.
AAA says today is probably the best travel day for Thanksgiving week, with some 55 million people expected to hit the roads, rails, and skies for the holiday. And it's not just about the traffic. A major winter storm is brewing in the Rockies, and it's headed east. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Storm forms later tonight and tomorrow morning around Denver. Heavy snow, blizzard conditions, gusts over 40 miles an hour, moves through the Plain States towards Minneapolis. The good news is it's rain in Chicago, but still going to cause some issues there, Detroit and Cleveland.
Scientists say greenhouse gases hit a record high last year. The World Meteorological Organization says they rose faster than the average rise of the past decade, with no signs of slowing down. For the second time in just over 2 years, Uber has lost its license to operate in London because of insurance and safety issues. CBS's Vicki Barker is there live.
Regulators here say Uber has cleaned up its act somewhat in those 2 years, but they still found 14,000 Uber trips made by uninsured drivers in the past year alone. Alex Wood of Forbes.
I think the message is that London is very much open for business, but it's about accepting the regulations to make sure that fundamentally passengers in London are safe.
Uber can keep operating while it appeals. Its 45,000 drivers and 3.5 million customers can also choose from other ride-hailing competitors, which have passed regulatory muster here. Peter?
A series of emails apparently shows that acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney asked for legal justification for freezing Ukraine out of U.S. aid well after the president's call with that country's leader. CBS's Ben Tracy is at the White House.
According to the Washington Post, the exchanges began after President Trump ordered the hold on military aid to Ukraine and after his July 25th call with Ukrainian President Zelensky, in which he asked Zelensky to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden. Now, in early August, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney asked the Office of Management and Budget for legal justification for withholding the aid and how much longer it could be delayed.
It sent sentencing day for a Chinese national convicted of bluffing her way into the president's Mar-a-Lago resort last March in Florida. The woman was carrying several electronic devices and was considered a security threat. Prosecutors want 18 months in prison for her. No joyride for passengers on the Norwegian Joy. The cruise line says some people, quote, experienced a stomach-related illness. It's believed to be norovirus. The ship left Miami last week and docked in L.A. yesterday. Passenger Judy Lukos.
They took all the pillows in the rooms and they were sanitizing those.
A five-year-old boy who was thrown from the third floor of Minnesota's Mall of America is back in school and said to be walking just fine. A family friend says he's doing well more than 7 months later. His attacker has begun a 19-year prison sentence. After months of pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong, the voters have spoken in record numbers. Here's CBS's Remy Innocencio.
We've seen this massive turnout we've never seen before. 71.2% of the voting public cast their votes, and it was a resounding win for pro-democratic candidates and a resounding rout for pro-establishment and pro-Beijing candidates.
They voted on low-level district council seats, but many experts say it's an indication of what's to come in future votes for higher office. There's been a huge jewel heist in Germany. Police say burglars broke into the Green Vault Museum in Dresden. What they stole could be worth more than $1 billion. At last night's American Music Awards, Taylor Swift moved past the disputes she's had with her record company and her former manager to perform some of her older songs as she took home 6 awards, including Artist of the Year and the Decade.
The last year of my life has had some of the most amazing times and also some of the just like hardest things I've gone through in my life.
Swift passes Michael Jackson with 29 career wins at the American Music Awards. 4 days before Thanksgiving, how do Americans feel about the traditional Thanksgiving meal?
A survey looking at the most popular Thanksgiving recipes in each state from the website House Method lumps together entrees and side dishes. The survey's David Cusick on how turkey fared.
Turkey number one, salad and dressing were both tied at number 2, 6 states apiece. Number 3 then came in with green bean casserole at 5 states.
Dessert-wise, pumpkin pie dominates in the Northwest and Southwest. Brownies in the Midwest and Northeast. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Washington Redskins rookie quarterback Dwayne Haskins gets his first NFL win, but he's probably hearing more about keeping his head in the game. Haskins posed for a selfie with a fan after what he thought was the last play of the game. It wasn't. He says he'll get it right next time. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, November 25th, 2019. I'm Peter King, CBS News.